I have found myself here the past few weeks of really setting my mind on, I don't really walk in a lot of anxiety, but the thing I would say that I struggle with the most is fear, which anxiety is just a form of fear, you know? And the more just being a mom, I do find myself struggling with anxiety, not in a place where it just cripples me, but in a place where I'm always trying to figure out, you know, figure things out, work it out, have a plan ahead of time so that, you know, I don't feel like I'm just hit with the unknown. And that's a lot of my personality too. I like to plan. I like to have a plan. I like to follow the plan. But you know, walking with the Lord, our plan isn't always His plan, but His plan is always the best plan. And so I found myself in this season that really started last April or May of the Lord really dying, putting to death in me the need for a plan, because my plan doesn't always allow, you know, align up with His plan. And so I've really set my mind on that. And I was really kind of patting myself on the back, you know, going, Lord, I'm really like going after this. I want You to put this thing to death in me and really go, and I'm not going to struggle with anxiety. You're not anxious, so I'm not going to be either. So I found myself saying all the right things. I felt like I was doing all the right things. But yet last night, for the past 3 nights, I found myself waking up in the middle of the night trying to figure some things out. And not realizing the place that I'd kind of let the enemy get myself in. You know, just the little foxes come to mess up the vineyard, right? And I hadn't caught this little fox. So it wasn't like I wasn't sleeping, but I was waking up in the middle of the night and trying to figure this thing out. And then I go back to sleep and then I wake up again going, oh, but this might work, you know? But yet in my heart going, Lord, You're not anxious, so I'm not going to be either. So I'm saying the right things, but my heart and my mind hadn't caught up with each other. And so I woke up this morning and I thought, Lord, I mean, I'm saying You're not anxious, so I'm not either, but that's really not true because my mind is racing and I can't turn it off. And so I kept hearing Psalm 16 all morning and I finally, because I had a lot to do with the kids this morning. And anyway, I got here and I just started reading. And in chapter 5, it says this, "The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night." And that really just got my attention of going, I'm instructing my mind, not letting Jesus. So I thought, all right, I really need to pay attention. The next verse says, "I have set the Lord continually before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. For You will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will You allow Your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life, because in Your presence is fullness of joy, and at Your right hand are pleasures forevermore." And I just kept reading it over and over and over and over again. And I just had to start repenting of not trusting the Lord that His lines have fallen to me in beautiful places. It didn't look beautiful to me. It didn't look right. That this thing coming up, I can't see how it's all going to work out in my head. And the Lord said, Roxanne, I don't need your mathematical brain to work this out. I don't need you to crunch any more numbers. I don't need that calculator on your phone going anymore. I don't need you to move this and maneuver that to do this. And He just said, read it again. My lines have fallen to you in beautiful places. Either you trust me here or you don't. There's no gray area. It's really black or white. And so I just had to start just repenting to the Lord of trying to figure it out. I was saying all the right things. You're not anxious. I'm sinking into that. And I was, but then I was letting myself fall into, especially in the night watches, of getting anxious over this and in a way of trying to figure it out. And the Lord says this, after He says, "And my mind instructs me in the night, because I have set the Lord continually before me." It's not a one-time deal. We can't press in and go, "You're not anxious, therefore I'm not going to be either. Lord, the lines have fallen beautiful to me, so that's where I'm going." It has to be a continual, all the time, in His presence, where there's fullness of joy in that place, where His pleasures are forevermore. But it says to us to keep Him continually before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. It goes on to say, He will not let me decay. He will not let this fall in a place that it's not. And the Lord reminded me when he started really bringing to my attention, I'm sure others knew that I really needed to die to making a plan, you know, and there's nothing wrong with someone has to be in charge, you know, but when you're always constantly trying to be one step ahead, knowing what's happening, that's not necessarily trusting the Lord. And I remember last year when the Lord made it very evident that it was time for the school to close, it devastated me. An unholy devastation. And I was talking to the Lord about it and talking to some other people, and because the Lord made it really clear, I had not set my mind on him. The school was a great thing. It was Jesus for that time. But what I had set my mind on was the school, not that Jesus was Lord. And I kept saying, Lord, I don't know what the next step is because I'm living my dream. I'm living my dream of running the school. This has been my dream. And the Lord just stopped me and he said, that's the problem. Your dream is a thing that I'm now changing. Your dream can't be what you do. It can't be your position. It can't be what you have or what you don't have. Your dream has to be me. And if I'm your dream, no matter where I take you, up, down, twists and turns, you can rest in the fact that my lines will fall in beautiful places to you at all times. So, I mean, it's not been an easy process of walking this out. And I thought I'd made such strides in that, and I had, right? But what I hadn't done is kept the Lord continually in front of me in all things. That was a big thing, right? This other thing that I've been trying to figure out is a big thing to me, but it would be a small thing to everybody else. Even in those places, in every moment of every day, we have to keep the Lord continually in front of us. We have to stay in a place of, my dream is not my thing or this situation or this relationship or this job or this title, but my dream is Jesus. And if my dream is Jesus and I'm pursuing Jesus, then I can rest on his promises that his lines are going to always fall to me and my family in beautiful places. And I was reading in 1 Peter, and it in chapter 5, verse 6, it says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him. I mean, just humbling ourselves because he is going to exalt us, but yet casting all. He doesn't need any, and not even any part of our worry. He doesn't need our solution to the problem. And that's where I was really missing the mark. I was giving him solutions on how to make this thing work. And the Lord said, I don't need your solution. Your solution is actually anxiety because you're not trusting and resting in the fact that I know what I'm doing and what I do is best for you. It says, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion to seek someone to devour, but resist him. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. And this is where the Lord just really just put the exclamation point on. After you have suffered for a while, he's not talking about suffering and me staying in my anxiety trying to figure this out until he shows it to me, right? That's not the suffering. I was bringing on undue suffering that the Lord was not wanting me to walk in. It says, the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. The Lord said, Roxanne, that's the truth. That's the rock on which you stand. That's the lines of which is going to fall to you. That I will perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish everything in every situation. The only missing ingredient, it says in 1 Corinthians, he needs from us is our weakness, right? Because he uses our weakness to perfect his power. He said, you've got lots of strengths, but I don't need any of them. I don't need your mathematical mind. I don't need your ability to be bossy and to lead and to take charge. I don't need your strength. I need your weakness, and your weakness is fully surrendered to me. because my power is perfected in your weakness. And I hope this is making sense, but the Lord just, he just reminded me how we can get caught, especially this time of year, in a trap of just figuring it all out, right? But trying to figure it all out and trying to offer him solutions is simply another form of fear or another form of anxiety of not trusting the Lord. And all he's calling us to do is to rest into, to sink into the fact that he doesn't have any fear for it. He doesn't have any anxiety for it. He's not worried that it's not going to work out just right. He doesn't cause all things, but he uses all things to work together for his glory, right? And all I'm called to do is to sink into that and go one step at a time. And I guarantee you, now that I've repented and I'm like, oh man, I bet I sleep better than I have in a week, right? And I didn't think I was worrying at night. Like I would just wake up and I would think of it and I'd fall back asleep. I wouldn't have called that worry, but that's exactly what I was doing. And I just felt this just huge just thing lift off of me that I didn't even realize was there. And I think that's just something, I know that's what the Lord is just wanting to do. To just open our eyes to the little foxes that have come in to destroy the garden, right? The little foxes, not the big bad wolf walking in the front door. It's those little foxes that we have to be on guard. Because if we're not on guard to catch them and to set our mind continually before him, it will ruin the garden by the time we catch it, right? And so all day long has been my prayer, Lord, show me those little foxes. I don't want one thing to come in. One thing to come in that would take my eyes off of what the Lord's doing, that would move my heart to a place to where I'm operating outside of who he is and all that he's done for me. Amen. Amen.